Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is returning soon, very soon. And he's mightily moving by his Spirit. He loves all of his people. And he has a plan for all of his people who follow him. The Lord is doing things and making things plain. And my mind and my heart has been on the return of the Lord, because that's what he's been dealing with me about. And I remember years ago, I think it was 2012, he said, something's happening in the spirit, I want you to pray. So I started praying. And I knew that some people follow God and some don't, because the Lord had dealt with me about that many years prior. So I started off praying for those who follow God. And then I prayed for those, the sheep of his people that don't follow God. And he stopped me. He said, I only pray for those who follow me. And from that time, that's how he had me to do things. And many years later, I found out that Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report was praying with some of his friends, and they said this was the year that the Lord was separating the sheep from the goats. And he was talking to Henry Gruber right after the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan was destroyed by the tsunami. I remember that broadcast. And Henry Gruber was a witness that the Lord was dealing with him about the sheep and the goat nations. And the Lord gave me other instruction of how to do things, how to conduct the ministry I do. And he's given grace to the humble, but to the proud he's resisting. Best way I can put it. And the Lord didn't want to build on top of a bad foundation anymore. There are those who draw near and get the heart of God and go and proceed in ministry following his lead. And they do a more perfect job in ministry. And then there are those who do it the way that they always do. And their focus is not the same. There's things that they didn't deal with that caused the church to be neutralized. And you know, if you've been listening to these broadcasts, I touch on those things a lot. But the Lord wants to, in order to break through and get this last outpouring, he had to use foundational people. And people don't know these things. You only know it if you talk to the Lord about it and he instructed you in these ways, along these lines. It's important. So his return is upon us. From 2012 to now, the Lord's been reaping a harvest. It's not like it used to be. It's not like what people are used to. What we've experienced in the past was God do a mighty move in a church, a lot of people come and attend and get saved. And it's not going to be that way anymore. Not now. It may work that way in some circles, but God has been moving by his Spirit, saving people out in the trenches, out in the highways and byways. Remember the parable of the wedding supper? The king's son was getting married, and he invited all of his friends, and they had something to do. They were too busy. It wasn't worth their time to come to his son's wedding. said, go out to the highways and hedges and get all those who you can find and invite them. They came. Well, that's how this revival is, and this is why. People didn't give God their attention enough to do it the way it needed to be done. They couldn't progress forward because their focus was on something else. They didn't deal with worldly fears, worldly appetites. And remember, we bear fruit after our time. They didn't deal with Cain's jealousies. They didn't deal with the things that they didn't deal with. They were not a candidate for what God was going to do. Because a lukewarm church will produce lukewarm people. And remember, he spit out the lukewarm church that wouldn't repent. You know, I didn't know how dangerous a lukewarm person is. And Pastor Jackson said that's the lowest form of backsliding, but actually a lukewarm person has the ability to deny the Holy Spirit. They love the world somewhere, and they can be an enemy, they can be treacherous. And the Lord won't spit out people for being foolish as much as he will treacherous. Being lukewarm, the Lord had this, you know, I like pecans. We buy them by the bags. My daughter doesn't eat meat. She has a very limited diet because she had a feeding tube for a very long time. And so she eats nuts and fruits and she likes crunchy things, salty type things. She don't even eat much candy. And she was born prematurely, so they said her appetite might be off because she had a feeding tube. It does something to the palate. And we had to go and learn how to get the right nutrients in. So we buy a lot of pecans and nuts, and she'll eat that. That's where she gets her protein. She's in good health. Her diet is better than mine, I believe. But nevertheless, sometimes you get a bad pecan. And don't nothing taste worse than a bad pecan. And I like to put it in my cereal and eat it with Raisin Bran or honey bunches of oats or whatever I'm eating. But when you get a bad one, it makes everything you're eating taste bad. You want to spit it out. Now, if the Lord said, I'm going to spit out, he's going to spit the lukewarm out. In other words, they're going to be out of his kingdom. He gave us a reference. Just like bad tasting, poisonous food, you spit it out of your mouth because something's wrong with it. And so I was studying Jeremiah. After the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, came and took over Jerusalem. He had already taken Israel, but he got to the tribe of Judah. And he took the king. Jeremiah warned them to go and surrender to the king Nebuchadnezzar. They worship idols. Now you got to go give your life to Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to do what he wants to with it. But if you do this, he won't kill you. And God will give you respite in the land. You got to do whatever he say do. You belong to him now, basically. But their pride wouldn't let them do it. He said, if you try to escape, you're going to get caught and killed. But if you surrender your life, you're gonna live. Because the Lord gave him, he gave this kingdom to him. And he took all the people to took people to Nebuchadnezzar, to Babylon. But there were those that were obedient to God and to a point, and the Lord said they could stay in the land, but don't go to Egypt. You know, they came to Jeremiah, see, after they saw that all his word come to pass, then they come and say, seek the Lord for us. What should we do? We'll do whatever you say. You thought they were very humble people and kind people and, you know, repenting, getting on the right track. That's what I thought when I first read it. And then the Lord waited 10 days and gave Jeremiah a word. Now, this is around chapter 41 or 2 in Jeremiah. And after 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah for the people that sent him to the Lord. And the Lord sent Jeremiah to them with the word. And he said, and he told them what to do, but he said, don't go to Egypt. And then he pointed out, you dissemble in your heart when you sent me to the Lord. And then they said, starting with the proud men, they said, we will not listen to the Lord. We're going to do what we want to do. We're going to Egypt. And they talked about how when they, all the idolatrous things that they did. When you read this chapter, you see what a lukewarm person will do under pressure. Not only did they go to Egypt like Jeremiah told them not to do, and the Lord told them not to do, they took Jeremiah by force. And they had a chance to stay in the land. They were in the land. Just like lukewarm Christians have a chance to stay in the kingdom. They were in the kingdom. Jesus said, go back to your first love. Stop being lukewarm. Fall in love with God again. Be wholehearted, not half-hearted. And don't be worldly. But they wouldn't let go of the world. They wouldn't let the world go. This is the kind of people God will spit out. See, everybody that go to Egypt, they're going to die in Egypt. They're going to die there. They're not going to live. And while they were in Egypt, there was a certain plot of ground near where the brick kiln was, where the slaves used to make bricks. Took them right back where they came from. And he told Jeremiah to stack some rocks, build an altar. Because Nebuchadnezzar was going to come, take over Egypt, and build an altar and set his throne on this plot of ground. And all the people that they were trusting in, they would be destroyed and taken captive to Egypt. Now, some of them did escape. These were the reluctant ones that didn't want to go. They were taken by force like Jeremiah. And they escaped. And because they escaped, the Lord had a witness to what happened. See, the Lord thinks of everything. People think, they think about what they want. But the Lord always has a plan. There were people that escaped the tragedy because they were not like their fathers and mothers. They went because they had to go, because they were taken. But everybody that were hard-hearted and they in their heart, they died. They were taken captive and made a slave or they were killed. But they never, ever went back to the land of Jerusalem. The last time they saw it was when they decided to leave and go to Egypt. And they could have stayed there. They were already there. So the Lord separated the sheep from the goats. does that mean? The Lord gave, he hardened people that harden their hearts. The Lord, just like he hardened Pharaoh's heart, he can harden a person's heart, and they won't repent. This happened to Eli's sons. They wouldn't repent. Eli told them to stop doing what they were doing. He didn't stop, but he told them to stop it. They didn't do it because the Lord was going to kill them. It takes God to give us repentance. But when you go so far, you won't come back. Because lukewarm people, they just like the Pharisees. They block the king. They block the door to heaven. They block the gates of heaven. They cause people to stumble. They teach false doctrines. Now you got preachers saying it's okay to for gay people to get married, a man with a man and a woman with a woman, even though God said don't do that. It's an abomination to God. It's an abomination to nature. It's an abomination to them. They just don't see it that way. And you got preachers in pulpits saying it's okay. That's a political marriage, nothing more. A miracle right now in some states will give you legal rights to do that. And you can get insurance. But they're causing each other to go on the hill. They're encouraging each other to defy God. And God loves them. And lukewarm preachers are treacherous enough to do something like that. Just using that for an example. Not to mention abortion and apathy against that say it's okay to kill a child. Lukewarm people are treacherous people. And God can't pour his anointing oil on that. And the church wants revival. The true church does want revival. And people want to expand their ministry. That's two different things sometimes. And the Lord said he's not going to send a revival through things that's not like him. He said that the darkness. He said the church has sown into the darkness. How can he had to raise up new people to do this revival. He had to find people that will follow him, that share his heart. See, this is why I talk so much about following God. Because you're going to trust something. Everybody's going to trust something. The first thing God do when he does judgment is deal with the idols. He show people where he stands against their idols. He's not going to build on top of any form of idolatry. He's not going to build on worldly fear. He's not going to build on temptation. He's not going to build on lust and greed and division and strife and bitterness. And the Lord will train you on how to deal with these things so that he can operate in your life. Because you attract what kind of person you are. We have to have the heart of God in order to do his work. And you got to know that your help comes from him and him alone. Not numbers, not people, not money, never pride, not preeminence, not education. Your help comes from him. Remember, the priests wore garments that didn't cause sweat. The work of the holy work of God is not of men. It comes from heaven to me. We have to receive what he has to say. It's not our education. See, an education produces sweat. It's not your efforts. Your efforts produce sweat. It's not your ideas. Your ideas produce sweat. Because to implement them, you got to do work. But you go to heaven you go in the Holy of Holies to receive from the Lord what to do. And then you go out in the outer courts. In the outer courts, they change their garments. Now it's time to reveal what the Lord has said in the Holy of Holies. And in the temple. And you're going to be among the people revealing what God said. Now you're doing the work of the ministry. But you can't. In other words, what God has to say is greater than what man can come up with. God didn't ask you to come up with something. You have to prepare your heart to receive His word. And you have to drive the demons, all of them, out of your life. You have to drive out every form of idolatry out of your life. You have to operate in the knowledge of love. The knowledge of love, the word of God. In order for God to anoint you and pour His glory on your life. People that won't do this, they're going to be praying for a revival till Jesus come, but they're not going to be part of it because they won't change their ways. They still lust after women, men, or men, if they're women, or both. They're lukewarm. They still have pride problems, Cain jealousy. They still get intimidated by man, and they still try to produce fear in man. Now all this is wrong. See, if you're in fear, if you're in worldly fear, God can't build on that. If you're intimidated by people, God can't build on that. If you think you need people to do God's work, you're wrong. You need God, and He'll give you people. You don't have to go out and find people and get them on board. God will get who He want on board. You'll have to do the work of the ministry. You'll have to do what He instruct you to do. Then it'll work. But these are the things that's been on my heart because the Lord's about to return imminently. I don't know how much time we have, but it seems like we don't have much time at all. But I thank God he's been doing a great and wonderful revival right now. People are hearing the word and getting saved and believing Him truly. And He has people that follow Him. Many people who follow Him now. See, God knows what to do. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Pay attention to what He reveals. Do what He gives you to do. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.